Sexually speaking, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I just like you know that I listen to your show every Sunday night. I think it is the most informative. It's wonderful. It really is.
Thank you very much. And guess what?
What?
I love to hear that. And I don't mind if I hear that over and over.
I'm sure you do.
Where are
I'm
you
sure.
calling from? Which town?
Excuse me?
Where do you call from?
I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have to ask you a question. I'm 18 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I do often have sex with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we love each other very much. You know, we have plans for the future, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
After having sex with a condom, okay, if you go...
You know what's funny? You know, hold it. I tell you something. What's funny? I was just about to interrupt you to ask my famous question.
Oh,
what's my famous question?
Using contraceptives.
Right.
Of course.
But I waited one split second and you already said the condom. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
I consider myself a pretty intelligent person, and I'm hoping that, you know, my future will bring me to, you know, to college and beyond. So
right.
I'm not really worried about, I'm not having, you know, any plans for children or anything right now.
Right.
But what
so,
I want to know from you is
mm-hmm.
if after having sex with a condom, if he goes and washes himself off with soap and water, can he re-enter and there not be any sperm on his penis at all?
I would say not to do it. Now,
okay.
it is not likely that
okay.
there's sperm. But who knows? These things are so microscopic.
Right.
And they are such hardy fellows.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That I would rather not take a risk.
Uh-huh. Okay, but let me just ask you a question. Even if there is still some on the penis, is there a way for it to still impregnate me, let's say?
That's what I would say, yes.
Okay.
If there are any sperm that come in contact
mm-hmm.
with your vagina and that
yes.
can move up to the fallopian tubes,
uh-huh.
Then there is a danger of getting you pregnant.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very
so
much,
So tell
Dr.
him
Ruth.
Not to re-enter once he has ejaculated.
Okay, I just like
And hold it, I want to ask you another question.
Sure.
Do the two of you know that he should never penetrate into the vagina without a condom even before? Because there is that wetness, you know, that
yes.
pre-ejaculatory droplet of
yes.
liquid.
Yes, I'm very aware.
Terrific, boy. This Fort Lauderdale listener certainly has learned a lesson. What's your major? What are you studying right now?
I hope to study technical theater productions, you know, productions of movies and plays, light and sound design, etc. I'm
you
not really
sound,
sure right now.
You sound terrific.
Oh, thank you very much.
I can't wait to see your name up on the,
up
you know,
on the screen.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, if I ever make it big, I will personally send you tickets.
I personally will be there.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Ruth. And I just like you know that you will always have a listener in Fort Lauderdale. The
terrific.
Two of us.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ruth.
And thank you for being so responsible in using those condoms.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.